SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden gave the go-ahead for U.S. forces to retaliate for a drone strike on American military personnel in northern Iraq. The attack, launched by Iranian-backed rebels, wounded several U.S. service members.
National Security Council spokeswoman Adrienne Wilson says one of the U.S. service members sustained critical injuries. Biden, who's spending Christmas at Camp David, was told about the attack by White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan shortly after it occurred. And the Pentagon and Biden's top national security aides were ordered to prepare response options to the attack on an airbase used by American troops. Biden opted to target three locations used by the militia groups. And U.S. Central Command says retaliatory strikes were carried out early Tuesday in Iraq and likely killed a number of militants. Donna Warder, Washington.
Another tidal wave is building, and it could overwhelm the southern border. A migrant caravan estimated at 6,000 people is moving north on foot through Mexico. Secretary of State Blinken heads a U.S. delegation that goes to Mexico later in the week to discuss the migrant crisis with Mexican officials. Also at SRNnews.com, Christmas Day saw President Biden chatting it up with some American troops stationed on U.S. soil and abroad.
The President and First Lady took a break from their family Christmas celebration to call units from each branch of the U.S. military to wish them Merry Christmas and thank them and their families for their service and sacrifice. According to the White House, the Bidens called troops stationed in Senegal, Djibouti, Hawaii, the Mediterranean, Qatar, and Michigan. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stock futures higher ahead of this morning's Wall Street opening bell. Dow futures up 24 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 32. This is SRN News. Religious freedom advocates are turning the spotlight on Mauritania.
Islam is the official religion of the West African nation, and it is illegal to follow any other faith. Religious courts in Mauritania will prosecute anyone who professes Christ under strict apostasy laws. According to Open Doors USA, the country's tiny Christian community has no legal way of meeting for worship and runs severe risks with any attempt to spread the gospel. There are some Islamic terror groups operating in eastern Mauritania. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Priests in the Church of England have begun blessing same-sex civil unions for the first time. The first couple to take advantage of the change in doctrine was a pair of female priests from St. John the Baptist Church in Felixstowe in eastern England. Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby says that he will not personally bless any same-sex couples because it's his job to unify the world's 85 million Anglicans. This is SRN News. Although it comes nowhere near the scale of last year's travel turmoil, Southwest Airlines did face some challenges this Christmas season.
Southwest again has been experiencing hiccups. Just 2% of the airline's flights were canceled Monday, but 12% were delayed, according to the tracking website FlightAware. That's more than 500 Southwest flights that have been impacted on Christmas Day. FlightAware data shows on Saturday and Sunday, Southwest canceled 426 flights and delayed nearly 2,700 flights. A Southwest spokesperson blames the issues on dense fog in Chicago on Saturday and Sunday. Southwest is expecting a full recovery on Tuesday. Last year during the holiday season, Southwest stranded more than 2 million passengers. I'm Mike Hempen.
Russia says one of its warships docked in Crimea has been heavily damaged by a Ukrainian airstrike. More details at SRNnews.com.